The British writer Neil Gaiman writes everything. He's known for novels, including Good Omens. He's been on this program discussing a children's book. He's famous for the graphic novel The Sandman, which also became a movie. And now there is Neil Gaiman music.
When I do count the clock that tells the time, and see the brave day sunk in hideous night.
His debut studio album, Signs of Life, is out tomorrow, and NPR's Olivia Hampton has the story.
Gaiman's work ranges from high poetry to graphic novels adapted for the screen. For his first studio album, he's joined by Australia's 4-Play String Quartet. The group uses traditional instrumental techniques to create hybrid and often surprising jams or interpretations of tunes by anyone from Metallica to Charles Mingus.
I love them. I love the imagination. I love the wit.
When they went on tour and reached Carnegie Hall in New York, they wrote an original song rather than just set Gaiman's words to music.
We decided to do a very silly song that I'd written called The Problem with Saints, about Joan of Arc coming back from the dead and hanging around and getting in everybody's way.
I wish that Joan of Arc wouldn't hang around the park, pronouncing that she won't get burned again.
It was written in a state of exhaustion. We decided to try and write 8 songs in 8 hours, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was just taking suggestions from Twitter. I'd asked for historical figures. It was the very end of the evening, and I saw somebody had mentioned Joan of Arc. I thought, there are words like bifurcated that do not get used enough in songs, and I think I'll use them.
And the people that she hated will be mutually bifurcated, and the British will no longer rule the world.
Gaiman and 4-Play were drawn to each other for their shared embrace of the unconventional.
There was a definite sort of sensibility of nothing is off limits. So a lot of this stuff was bits of things that they had coming together with bits of things that I had. Sometimes I'd hear a beautiful piece of music and it would remind me of something I'd written once. And sometimes it would inspire me to write something. So it sort of worked both ways.
He says he was trying to avoid sounding like William Shatner, who recorded some albums in the 1960s and 70s with spoken lyrics.
As a leaf drops from a tree, I quietly walked out of the life they had planned for me.
The risk of wandering into William Shatnerian pronouncement of lyrics, just sort of don't want to go there. The joy of getting to do this stuff with 4-Play is we got to do everything. So we got to do stuff like that, where what I'm saying has to absolutely line up with what they're playing.
On each side of the border, wherever you stand in these days of disorder, you must understand that some songs are convincing, persuasive, and smart. So in moments they're mincing away with your heart like
some. The song In Transit is a tribute to British astronomer Sir Arthur Stanley Eddington, who proved Einstein's theory of relativity by observing the stars in a total solar eclipse. The song is divided into 2 parts, starting with the more reserved public Eddington and exploding into his multi-layered, unrestrained private self.
The public Eddington is a formally constructed poem. It's a villanelle, and words and lines repeat in specific and given orders, and the music is incredibly formal and structured.
He sweated under foreign skies to see the stars behind the sun.
And the second half is about Eddington, the person, and about who he was inside. He was an incredibly private man. We can only speculate, but it's probable that Eddington was gay, perhaps asexual. Felt like it had to be as informal as possible, so the rhyme scheme vanishes, the rhythms become less formal, and 4-Play take it and crash into something that's as far away from the first half of In Transit as it could possibly be.
For a moment, everything is relative.
Gaiman says he's just getting started on working with music.
Music is so incredibly powerful. I made a new TV series of Good Omens that'll be coming in the summer. And getting songs and music to work all the way through that was absolutely fascinating for me. And I'd love to do that more. I'd love to take something, whether it will be Coraline or the ocean at the end of the lane or something completely new, and create something that you can experience that's musical.
Next, Gaiman says he'd like to write a play from scratch rather than adapt an existing piece of writing.
My job is to tell people stories and use any possible means that I could, whether it would be novels or comic books or film and television or plays or shadow puppets or anything I could, just to tell stories. So that's my job. I'm a storyteller, and I'm still not bored of it, not sick of it, and not ready to go off and get a real job yet.
Olivia Hampton, NPR News.